"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
If you have a good idea, we might approve it and use it to get our
$100. I have all kinds of ideas, but nobody would approve them, so I'm
no,
not
No, yours are
I have an
weird
idea.
Although you came up with the begging idea, and that wasn't bad.
Yeah, but I have other things.
You do have an idea?
They're evil channel ideas. It's not for public consumption.
I meant Deborah Marks' idea. Okay. She just chimed in. She has something.
I do.
But we'll get to it.
I'll hold on to it tightly.
All right. We're going to talk to a man by...
Your sighs say everything.
What? What do you mean?
The way he... No, no, not you.
Oh.
Him. Well, the way he goes...
Oh, I thought you said my... Okay.
No, 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 no.
Never mind.
Okay.
We're going to talk to a man by the name of Matt Capilouto right now, and he's from out in Riverside County. He lost his daughter to fentanyl, and that's become his mission. Back in December of 2019... She was looking to obtain some drugs to deal with some insomnia and depression, instead got something that was laced with fentanyl, and she died. And he wants to make it clear she did not die of an overdose. She was poisoned with the fentanyl. He started a group called Drug-Induced Homicide and has been working for years with prosecutors and sheriffs and other officials to try to change California state law to make it easier for victims of fentanyl distribution to get murder charges against dealers and traffickers.
All right, let's get him on. You guys have to put him on the line here. All right, hi there.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on with us. Talk about what happened to your daughter Alexandra Capilouto.
Correct.
What's the story behind it?
My daughter, we grew up in Southern California. My daughter, though, went away to college at Arizona State University. My daughter was a very smart young lady. She was attending there on a full academic scholarship. I have no shame in saying my daughter did suffer from depression, anxiety, and insomnia. It was something that she struggled with, but for the most part, we thought she had it under control. She was on home in 2019 for Christmas break and spent the day of December 22nd, Christmas shopping with my wife. They had a great day together, came home that night. Everybody went to bed. And the next morning, we found her dead in her bedroom. And once we were able to get into her phone, we were able to find that she coordinated with a drug dealer on the social media platform, Snapchat. She was seeking oxycodone, and the drug dealer said that's what he had. And that drug dealer sold her counterfeit oxycodone. She took half of one pill that was simply made with a lethal dose of fentanyl, took this before going to bed, and died really within moments of taking it.
Yeah, I've heard that it takes 5 grains of fentanyl, and that could kill you, whatever five grains are. And that's easily inside of one pill. And she was getting this for chronic pain. Did she have pain issues outside of what you said, the anxiety and depression?
Well, you know, I think, you know, obviously no parent condones their child purchasing any drugs illegally. But I really think she was just trying to get a good night's sleep. It's not like she was out at a party or anything. She had problems sleeping. You know, depression is a type of pain. It's a mental pain. And certain drugs, such as certain opioids like oxycodone, can help alleviate that pain. But, you know, really, to be honest with you, we need to discuss the 300 families that are getting a call today, that are going to get a call tomorrow and the next day and the next day, you know, making them aware that they've lost a loved one, because that's how many people we're losing a day in the United States right now to fentanyl.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Right. Well, let's focus on that. What's wrong with the laws currently for drug dealers like this who give people product with fentanyl in it?
Yeah, California is just awful. In order to charge a drug dealer with murder here in California, prosecutors have to prove the burden of proving that drug dealer knew the drugs he or she was selling could kill the person. That's a very tough burden to actually prove.
Well, it's impossible, isn't it? I mean, if he's getting a shipment of pills in a box from somewhere in Mexico, he doesn't know specifically what's in the pill. He's told this is oxycodone, but he doesn't know.
I guarantee you there's not a drug dealer today that doesn't know the drugs are tainted with fentanyl. So, but when investigations are done properly in certain cases, they are going to be able to prove it. And here in Riverside County, our law enforcement under Sheriff Chad Bianco and our district attorney, Mike Hestrin, they're leading the way. We've got 15 murder charges against drug dealers right now here in Riverside County. So it can be done, as long as law enforcement does a proper investigation.
Do you know how they're getting around that issue? Because I know these guys know there's deadly substances in the
pills.
But you have to, I would think the way the law is written, it has to be specific knowledge that pill had the fentanyl in it. And that's what I mean in terms of the difficulty.
So one of the cases, and I want to get back to our law that we're proposing here, but one of the cases that's moving through the system, once they started investigating the drug dealer, they had found out that he had sold to his roommate a couple months prior who died, and then continued to sold to somebody else who died. So that drug dealer is going to have a hard time convincing a jury that he didn't know that the drugs he was selling were deadly when he killed his own roommate.
Let's talk about the suspect, Brandon Michael McDonald of San Bernardino, indicted on one count of distributing fentanyl, resulting in a fatality. That's your daughter, Alexandra. His bail was slashed in half recently from $200,000 to $100,000. What's
the point? Very disappointed in the arraignment judge that allowed that to take place. It just disgusts me.
And he's got a woman named Michelle McCarthy who has agreed to post bond. She's putting up her house, so he's gonna get out of jail now.
Yeah, he's out of jail pending trial. Trial is set for May. You know, typically the defense likes to seek delays. You know, once their client's out on bail, their goal is to keep him out as long as possible. So even though the court date is set for May 17th, that's when the trial is set to begin. We've been told to anticipate delays. But I want to touch on our law real quick. Alexandra's law.
Can you hang on, Matt? Because we can get into that when we come back.
We'll give you a whole segment just on that.
Okay, this is Matt Capiluto. His 20-year-old daughter, Alexandra, died from fentanyl poisoning back in 2019. She was trying to get some oxycodone to deal with some insomnia and depression. And the guy she found on Snapchat, it was an unfortunate decision, ended up giving her a product that included fentanyl, and it resulted in her death. If you want to find out more about all this, we're talking to her father, Matt, and he's trying to get changes in the law. We can also ask the question, John, you asked earlier in the show, why don't we stop all this fentanyl from coming into the country? It's druginducedhomicide.org.
John and Ken, KFI.
We're talking to Matt Capiluto. He lost his daughter, Alexandra, who was 20 years old back in 2019, to fentanyl poisoning. She was trying to get a hold of some oxycodone to deal with insomnia and depression. And instead, the person she found through social media sold her a product that was laced with fentanyl, and she passed away. What he wants to talk about now, he's been on since the beginning of the hour, is Alexandra's law. The California State Senate Public Safety Committee refused to advance the legislation. State Senator Melissa Melendez is the one carrying it, the Republican from the Inland Empire. But Matt wanted to talk in more detail about Alexandra's law.
Matt, explain this idea.
Yeah, and let me tie the border issue into it just a little bit. The amount of fentanyl seized by law enforcement is only a tiny fraction of what actually makes it in this country. For instance, in 2021, the DEA seized 9.6 million counterfeit pills containing fentanyl. By all available estimates, the DEA only seizes around 10% of the counterfeit pills coming into our country. That means for 2021 alone, another 86 million potentially deadly pills made their way into circulation in the U.S. There's enough fentanyl here stockpiled in this country right now to cause a magnitude of death for decades to come. So now more than ever, we need state and local laws that will help us hold accountable the drug dealers who are spreading those pills around our communities. And SB 1350, Alexandra's law, going before our Public Safety Committee this Tuesday, does just that. So if you remember, I said here in California, we have to prove that the drug dealer knew the drugs he or she was selling could result in someone's death in order to charge them with murder. What our law proposes is if at any point somebody is arrested for selling or distributing drugs, they're going to get an admonishment and a warning that lets them know that the today's drugs are deadly. If they continue to sell those drugs and someone dies as a result, they can be charged with murder. This admonishment, it serves as the proof, the evidence that prosecutors need to prove that they knew those drugs that they were dealing were deadly. So it's basically just a warning, and it's only if they disregard that warning and continue to sell drugs that they can be charged with murder if somebody dies. It's as simple as that. It's how we handle DUI cases here in California. This method has been proven to reduce DUI fatalities, and we know it'll work with drug dealers. It's a deterrent. We know some people won't learn their lesson, and those are exactly the people we need to lock up, and this is the tool that gives prosecutors to do that. But I know lives will be saved if somebody has that on their shoulder, that they know if they sell drugs to somebody and that somebody dies, they can now be held accountable for murder.
Now, this law has been rejected twice already by the Democrats on the Senate Public Safety Committee.
Yeah, why?
What is their stated objection?
That's correct. And I specifically, since, you know, we're Southern California here and based out of Los Angeles, two of the senators that sit on this committee are right from Los Angeles, Sidney Camwagger and Stephen Bradford. Stephen Bradford's stance was there's culpability on the user. And, you know, I'm sorry, but when you have 12, 13, 14, 15 young kids making the same stupid mistakes that a lot of us did when we were young, you know, you don't weigh the risk-reward aspect of things quite as much as you do when you're older. And to put that culpability on people is just it's mind-blowing that he puts the burden there. Yes, maybe, you know, somebody shouldn't be buying drugs illegally, but the worst choice is that person who's willing to peddle poison for profit.
Why, by the way, Matt, why do they put fentanyl into these drugs?
So, yeah, I get that question more than any other question. What people need to know is fentanyl is highly addictive. I had one fentanyl addict tell me that it's literally worth dying for. And his, you know, fentanyl is a poison. It's really a weapon of mass destruction. It's being made by China. China's selling it to the Mexican drug cartels. And the whole goal with the cartels is to get everybody hooked on it. It's cheap and it's easy to smuggle in our country. Not everybody's going to die. Now, if everybody continues taking it, at some point, they're going to get a bad pill or too much and die. But the goal is to get people hooked on it, and they're doing that. And if you really look at our homeless problem as well, fentanyl delves straight into that also, because once you're hooked on this, you don't have any incentive to do anything. And it's a big reason behind our homeless population skyrocketing as well, because they're all hooked on fentanyl.
There's a stat in one of the news stories that in Riverside County, the sheriff, Chad Bianco, said it looks like there were 500 fentanyl-induced deaths in the county last year. In 2016, there were two. Went from two to 500 in 5 years.
Correct. It's going up. Let me mention this. When our bill last year went before the Public Safety Committee, California had just over 4,000 fentanyl deaths. In the past 12 months preceding us, we had 11,470. And our Senate committee refuses to pass any laws that are holding people accountable for distributing this poison.
So their public attitude is, the hell with these people. They shouldn't have taken the drugs. They shouldn't have bought the drugs.
Correct.
But they didn't know they were getting fentanyl. Most people don't. I mean, often the product is laced with it, right?
Or is it part of it? They don't want to put anybody in prison.
That's both. But, you know, look at our laws. It's actually preventative. I would rather keep somebody out of prison. By the time we're using our law to lock somebody up, that means somebody has died. This law will be a deterrent. And those who don't listen to it, I don't know. Prison is good use of my tax dollars for somebody who's spreading poison within our communities.
Do you have any sense as to why nobody on any level of government wants to do anything to shut off the supply? I mean, the supply is unbelievably overwhelming from China, where much of this is manufactured, shipped to Mexico, where it's finished off into a usable product. And it comes here by the billions. Nobody's interested in stopping this. Why?
Absolutely. You know, the terrorist organization responsible for more American deaths than any other is the Mexican drug cartels operating with impunity just south of our border. You tell me, though, my mind wanders just like everybody else. Obviously, the cartels have corrupted their own government in Mexico. Have they corrupted our government here? Because what would be the excuse to not go after them? We went after Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and we annihilated them.
Yeah.
They haven't killed near the number of Americans that the cartels have.
That's what I wonder. I wonder if all the politicians here are somehow corrupted with money, or they're terrified. They don't want to be a target because, you know, the Mexican cartels have killed tons of politicians and journalists. Anybody who's spoken out against them have gotten assassinated.
And it certainly leaves you wondering. But I also want to mention, you know, if your listeners here who live in the Los Angeles area can get on the phone and contact Sidney Kamlager's office and Stephen Bradford's office and tell them to support this bill.
And you said it's coming back up for another hearing?
Yeah, this Tuesday morning. And I'll explain something else, you know, to tie in your guys' wonderful district attorney there into this as well.
Oh, yeah.
So one thing that district attorneys throughout our state have started doing, over 20 of them have committed to this. They just because this didn't pass into law doesn't mean that they can't institute their own version of it as part of any plea deals that they're doing with those convicted of drug sales.
Yes.
So we have DAs now giving this. You want the plea deal, you're going to listen to this admonishment. This admonishment is going to be put on record. The DA of Los Angeles, George Gascon, has said his office will not be initiating any such admonishment in any plea deals.
All right, Matt. Our condolences on the loss of your daughter, but we really thank you for coming on and fighting the cause here.
Yeah, keep fighting, and let us know as this progresses, all right?
Thank you. Or not. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Matt Capiluto, who lost his 20-year-old daughter, Alexandra, to fentanyl poisoning. Everything you need to know is on a website, druginducedhomicide.org. And there was a press release on there that Orange County DA Todd Spitzer said that 2021 fentanyl deaths could top 1,000 people in his jurisdiction in Orange County. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Oh, that's right. Deborah Mark had an idea.
I do have an idea. Are you ready for me to tell you it or not yet?
You can go ahead and you'll see if we approve.
I want people to sing. I want them to sing, not, no, Eric's giving me, Eric, now I can see you, by the way. Eric's giving me a dirty look. Morgan's giving me the thumbs up. I think people should sing.
Yeah, singing is good.
Yeah.
What should they sing, though?
John said yes. That surprised me.
What do you, should we tell them what genre?
Well, I was going to say Broadway shows, but.
Broadway.
I don't think we should try to steer them to anything.
Let them, yeah.
I'd like to hear opera.
Opera?
Wouldn't you, yeah, have them try opera.
Yeah, you got to have quite a voice for that.
No, no, you can just try it.
Just like sing some Italian.
They don't have to do it well. That'll be the entertainment.
Okay, okay with that.
Or you can pick anything you want. I don't care. That was just my idea.
Try her idea. You have to sing.
Eric,
so I'm telling you right now, screener, that's Morgan, right? All right, nobody begging then.
I've got no control over this today because the phones are not connected in the studio here. So it's up to Eric to select the calls, put them on the air, take them off the air, and tell me their names.
Got that, Eric?
All right.
I got it.
All right. I've got no power in here.
We're working on all this. All right. So before we break next hour at 5:15 or so, then we'll give out the number and we'll line up the people that are ready to sing
Their
supper, sing for their gas. Yes.
What if, John was saying they don't have to beg, but how about they can sing, they can beg, but they have to sing, or they can praise us and they have to sing. Trying to give them a little.
Oh, I see. They can beg, but put it in singing
exactly,
form.
Exactly.
All right. That's fair enough. Or, and so it's like they're writing their own little musical.
Exactly.
I have no food.
Please give me a gas card.
That's what all musicals sound like to me. It's always the same notes. Here yeah. I am in my office.
Isn't that the most overrated art form in the world, the musical?
No. I love musicals.
Do you really?
Yes.
Man.
I've come to understand them in the last 10 years. I can't really explain that. I even saw the weird Beetlejuice on Broadway, and I kind of liked it.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. I can't explain it, but.
Wicked, Phantom of the Opera.
I did enjoy Wicked. I didn't think I would, but.
Beautiful.
No, Phantom of the Opera did not appeal to me. No.
Kinky Boots.
I did see Kinky Boots. That was pretty good.
Wow. Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
That's probably one of my favorites.
Of course.
Well, because it's about shoes, and I love shoes, John.
That's why I said, of
and
course.
Boots.
Sure.
All right, so you can sing a well-known tune, or you can sing begging or praising, right? Right. All right, that'll come up next hour. And a reminder, too, that the Moist Line comes up tomorrow. Do not use any of the Moist Line numbers or methods to try to get the gas card because they're not answered. You can use the talkback option on the iHeartRadio app, or you can call 1-877-MOIST-86. The El Segundo Times has this story today. As you know, the city of LA reached some kind of settlement in this lawsuit over homeless people. It's a 2-year-old federal lawsuit, which was brought by the LA Alliance for Human Rights. Anyway, but the county did not partake in the settlement. So everybody was wondering, well, is the county going to come to the table with the settlement? Honestly, it's probably worthless. It's just words on a piece of paper and more promises to spend money.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's going to result in
Is this entirely a waste of time? I mean, this whole...
I think it's pretty close to it.
This whole court odyssey that the city and the county are on, have been on, and then, you know, they write up a long list of things they're going to agree to. Does anybody think any of this is going to be fixed? I mean, you're still dealing with the same losers in government who have no incentive to succeed.
Right.
I mean, if they solved homelessness, they'd all be they'd all be out of work.
So, as usual with the homeless industrial complex, because we've heard of so much money that's been spent over the years, and anybody who looks around can see it's not helping. And nobody's buying the excuse anymore that more people fall into homelessness every day than we can get housing for.
No.
That's BS
that's
that you
not
just got to discard.
They're coming from every other state in the country every day. That's what's
And a lot
happening.
Of people are going into housing for one day and leaving it because they don't want to do the...
No,
you give
know
us
what?
The truth. which is to show us exactly how many people stayed off the streets for years, then I'll believe your numbers, well, but they're nonsense.
Well,
to
the thing is, they tell us these myths because it keeps them in business. Who tells us these myths? Advocates who have nonprofits, who have or organizations that depend on fundraising, the people who run the nonprofit organizations, the people in the bureaucracies, the politicians who fund them. What's the common denominator? They all get money or pass the money throughout the system. So they tell us the myths to keep it going.
Right.
And they're all myths. People are not falling into homelessness every day because of high rents. That's false. People are falling into homelessness all over the country, mainly because their families have thrown them out. They're drug addicts or they're mental patients, and nobody wants to deal with them anymore. So they got on buses and trains and planes or in their junk cars, and they drive here. That's what the story is. We're the dumping ground for every problem child in the whole country now. And that's documented. It's true.
Part of this, and we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when this settlement story came out, that the city of L.A. has settled this federal lawsuit over homelessness. The city council president, Nuri Martinez, said, well, there's not a lot we can do because we do not run hospital beds. We're not clinicians. We're not social workers. The type of housing that individuals would need is responsibility of the county. So that's what started this rift and this back and forth over who's supposed to do something about this homeless problem, the city or the county.
But you see, she finally admits that the city isn't and wasn't ever going to do anything.
Yeah, they're spending billions to do what
right.
exactly? Well, they're supposedly building this expensive housing with some of the money, of the money, actually.
Well, yes, on very few actual apartments, though.
Exactly, right. Well, if you're going to spend $500,000 in an apartment, how far can you get?
Well, but it's a scam by design. They know what they're doing. It's not like, you know, we've given them breaking news. Oh, wow, we didn't know we only built five apartments for $750,000. Did that really happen? Of course they knew that happened. They don't care. The architect, the contractor, the builder, they know these guys. They take checks from these guys. These guys write checks to the politicians' nonprofits. They're all friends. They know what the scam is.
So this settlement the city made on this lawsuit has all these targets, but this part you need to know because the city says, all right, we're going to get these people housed, but it's only people that can be reasonably assisted, meaning they don't have a serious mental illness. They're not chronically homeless. They don't have a substance use disorder or chronic physical illness.
That's almost none of them.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's
right, exactly. And these are, and by the way, that categories I just mentioned, those are the ones we really got to get off the streets. Those are the real problems.
Well, the thing is a joke.
So they're saying, well, we can't deal with that because they don't have the hospitals.
See, that's
and
why,
the doctors
that's
that
why,
deal with it.
That's why they created the myth. They created the myth that was ordinary people being priced out of the housing market. Ordinary people who had just lost their jobs. It's not that.
It's not.
It's all the people that they have now admitted they can't help, and they were never able to help them. But what they did is they guilt-tripped about three-quarters of the voters into voting for a multi-billion dollar tax increase, and people were under the impression that those people dying in the streets were going to get treated and given a roof. And they intentionally lied and misled all of us. They never had a plan to treat these people. And Nuri Martinez, the council president, is admitting it. Well, we don't know how to do that. We're not qualified. We're not clinicians. We're not this. We're not that. Yeah. And you knew that. You knew that 5 years ago when you pushed this proposition through to extort the billions of dollars from people's guilty consciences. Don't people see this is how it works? They emotionally manipulate your brain to make you feel guilty. They take your money, they blow it on their friends and relatives and political contacts, and then 5 years later, it's like, well, we can't really help anybody. Did we say we were going to help people? Nah.
All right. When we come back,
honestly,
how important is your phone to you? Yeah, you'll see a woman really, she was tested on that issue coming up next.
John and Ken, KFI. Hello, hello, is this working? KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
He's, I think I can explain what that is. He pulls some switch. We're in a new studio, so. Because I've dropped out for a second or two, that's what just happened to you, didn't it? There's something he's doing that he has to do to bring everything back, and it,
I didn't touch anything.
Well, it happens every break. It happens every break.
I know.
A slight dropout.
Yeah. I know. I'm not touching anything, though.
Oh, all right. Then it's part of the how they wired the board.
I don't know. I have a. There's a video camera on him. I can watch him. I can see what he's doing in there. No.
Well,
it's
I know
not.
A lot of the break. The breaks run remotely still, right through the digital computer system. Isn't that usually what happens? Or
I don't know.
Yes.
I don't have any control over what's going on. Neither does he. Things are just happening.
All right, coming up next hour, your chance at the $100 gas card. We're doing this promotion here on KFI to help you out with the high gas prices. They're coming down, but as they say, like a feather, very slowly. If you want to win the $100 gas card, you'll have to call our toll-free station number, which we'll give out coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And you can win with Bill Handel at 9 a.m. Gary and Shannon do it at 11 a.m. We do it in the 5 o'clock hour. And finally, their last chance of the day is with Tim Conway Jr., at 7 o'clock. Deborah Marcus picked the singing method, so we're just going to go with that. Now, remember, there's only 30 seconds.
It's like a method of execution.
It'll be fun. It's entertaining.
Why don't we do the
three-judge
squad.
Panel to pick a winner. And so we're going to be strict about this. If you don't sing, we're moving on to the next call.
Yes.
Is that what we're going
yes.
to
yes.
do?
That's right.
All right, John agrees?
Yes,
John
absolutely.
Has been wishwashy on this.
Well,
let people beg the other day when they were supposed to praise us.
He's not a rule follower, Ken.
Well, yeah, first of
clearly
all,
not.
I automatically rebel against rules people. So when I realized I had two victims to exploit, the two of you, I figured, what the hell? We'll just buy
it. Oh, so that was a scheme.
Oh, it was a little rebellion. No, actually what it is because of the way the calls are coming in, I can't get into all the details. I was pretty much hamstrung. There was only a few people I could take in any given moment, or maybe one person. So I had to take them, and there wasn't another person ready to go. The lines were all blinking, but there weren't people ready to go. So we just had to roll with whatever was on the air.
All right. So, by the way, we're going to start the hour, though, in Bidenville. Are you excited? It's a pretty afternoon. Although we're headed to some possibly stormy weather, but
I could use a walk in Bidenville.
We'll be sitting on the bench with Joe.
Kind of stressed out this week.
Joe did a weird one today at a news conference when he was asked a question, and it seems like, and I love this word, and this word has been hanging around. What was the name of the news anchor who lied about his actions? Like, and he was in New Orleans and saw dead people.
Oh, Brian Williams.
Brian Williams. The word is conflate.
Conflate, yes.
That's when that word really got used in popular. So Biden may have conflated a couple of things.
You take two separate stories and bring them together as one.
That's right. Sometimes they go in the bathroom and conflate.
I've heard that.
All right. So, speaking of the bathroom, how important, and Deborah Mark would probably be the one to ask, is your phone to you? You would never want to lose it. What if you dropped it somewhere and you had to retrieve it? Well, you'd probably try, wouldn't you? What if the place you dropped it into was one stinking public vault toilet at a park?
You know what a vault toilet is? I have to look that up.
Yeah, explain it.
A vault toilet doesn't have any water. It's a container down below the seat, and it collects the feces.
And the urine.
And the urine, and I guess it probably has some kind of disinfected chemical. I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just like a large bathtub of poo.
Well, here's a woman who apparently was traveling to the state of Washington. She was in a place called Jefferson County, visiting a park called Mount Walker. She got to the top. She had to use the toilet. As John just described it, it was a vault toilet. She dropped her cell phone into the vault toilet. She tried to take the toilet apart to get it, but that didn't work. So she took her dog's leash and tried to fish it out. And just like a cartoon, she fell in head first. They had to call 911 to get her out. She tried herself to get out. She could not.
Face full of poo. Face full of other people's
That's
poo.
Awful. Oh, no.
Like I said, Deborah Mark, how important is your phone to you?
It's very, very important, and I would have tried to find some gloves. I would do anything, but if my face fell in, God.
If you fell in, you would have disappeared.
That's true.
So they rescued her. She finally called 911. I guess she got the phone while she's stuck in there.
Well, as long as I'm down here.
The call was, you're not going to believe this, but I'm calling you from a vault toilet. So they had to make something called the cribbing platform. They lowered down for the woman to stand on, and then they pulled her to safety.
Uh-huh.
She was washed down and given a hazmat type of suit to wear. Because
how many shots is she going to have to get?
Do you think her family wants to be around her?
No. Oh.
She's from California. She told them, I don't want any medical attention. I'm just leaving.
She's probably got six different kinds of hepatitis now.
The patient was extremely fortunate not to be overcome by toxic gases. Again, how important is your damn phone? Would you risk swimming around in poo for 20 minutes?
Especially now, because you know, with the Apple phone, you go to Apple, and if you have the cloud backing up all your data, you get a new phone, and it has all.
You're right. Just transfer it.
It's all exactly the same information.
Good point.
So you don't lose pictures or contacts or anything anymore because it's all in the cloud. So what's the big deal?
Yeah, but what if you didn't? What if you didn't use the cloud? That actually happened to me one time, many, many years ago. I didn't have it backed up to the cloud.
Oh, and you dropped your phone in the toilet?
I didn't drop it in the toilet, no. But I was in a car accident, and so my phone was smashed.
Oh, that's terrible. And all
you can hear the sympathy in that.
Were you hurt?
Actually, I was.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in a convertible, too.
Oh, how long ago was this?
This was about 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, so that's before you took over as a reporter. Okay.
Ah. You okay?
Right. I'm good.
He's asking 7 years later if you're okay.
Well, otherwise,
I hope so.
No, look at her. She's not okay.
I was in a convertible. I was almost completely. Anyway, my car almost flipped over. It was scary.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't my fault, by the way. Two cars banged into each other, and then they banged into me.
All right. Did you call Sweet James?
No, I didn't know about Sweet James back then.
See.
Oh, see? There you go.
Next time.
He would have gotten your data back for you.
Really? He does that?
Oh, yeah.
He's magic.
They're miracle workers.
They can do anything.
All right. We'll have a chance for you to win the $100 gas card. We'll start in Bidenville, though, coming up.
John and Ken, Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.